سلام، شما در حال شنیدن یکی از کارگاه‌ها یا سخنرانی‌های برگزار شده توسط کمیته کارگاه‌های هیئت فضای مجازی انجمن SA هستید. مطالبی که گفته می‌شود صرفاً تجربه شخص سخنران می‌باشد و اصول انجمن SA در 12 قدم، 12 سنت و 12 مفهوم خدماتی آن نهفته است.
Okay, so this is a reading from step 12 of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And step 12 states, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, so do you want to...
پس از آنکه بر اثر انجام این قدم‌ها بیداری روحانی یافتیم،
we tried to carry this message to alcoholics, or in our case sexaholics, and to practice these principles in all our affairs.
کوشیدیم این پیام را به معتادان جنسی دیگر برسانیم و این اصول را در همه امور زندگی خود به کار گیریم.
Now this is the first paragraph in the reading on step 12.
و این اولین پاراگراف بخش 12 قدم.
The joy of living is the theme of AA's 12th step.
لذت زندگی کردن انگلیسی تیم.
And action is its key word.
I'm sorry, William, I didn't hear your last sentence.
And action is the key, is its key word, or action is the key word for step 12, action.
The عمل کردن نکته اساسی بخش 12 قدم 12.
Here we turn outward toward our fellow sexaholics who are still in distress.
ما اینجا به بیرون نگاه می‌کنیم به افراد دیگری از معتادان جنسی که در مشکل هستند.
Here we experience the kind of giving that asks no rewards.
ما اینجا بخشیدنی رو تجربه می‌کنیم که به دنبال هیچ پاداشی نیست.
Here we begin to practice all 12 steps of the program in our daily lives.
اینجاست که ما شروع می‌کنیم به تمرین همه 12 قدم در زندگی روزمره ما.
So that we and those about us may find emotional sobriety.
که ما و بقیه افرادی که مربوطن به پاکی احساسی پیدا
کنند. When the 12th step is seen in its full implication,
وقتی قدم 12 عمل کرده کامل پدیده می شود,
it is really talking about the kind of love that has no price tag on it.
در مورد عشقی صحبت می‌کند که هیچ قیمتی بر روی آن نیست.
I love that last phrase, the kind of love that has no price tag on it.
من این جمله آخر که عشقی که هیچ قیمتی روی آن نیست را خیلی دوست دارم.
So for me, this fellowship, this program is really about learning to love myself and God and others.
برای من این انجمن این برنامه این است که یاد بگیرم چجوری خودم را افراد دیگر را و خدا را دوست داشته باشم.
That is a lifelong journey.
این یک مسیر به طول کل زندگی شما.
I am 77 years old.
من 77 ساله هستم.
I started my journey in SA when I was 45 years old.
من این مسیرم را در انجمن معتادان جنسی گمنام وقتی 44 سال بودم شروع کردم.
So I have been in recovery for 32 years and some months.
در این مرحله ریکاوری که بودم در زمانی حدوداً 32 سال و 4 ماه بوده.
My sobriety date is June 12th, 1993.
روزی که پاکی ام رو شروع کردم 12 جون 1993 بود.
The last time I acted out, I was very angry with my wife.
آخرین باری که عمل اشتباه را انجام دادم، خیلی از همسرم عصبانی بودم.
This was before I joined SA.
این قبل از این بود که به SA بپیوندم.
I woke up the next morning after getting angry at my wife and masturbated 3 times in a row.
بعد از صبحی که با همسرم دعوا کردم بلند شدم و خودارضایی کردم به مدت 3 بار پشت سر هم.
My wife had driven off drove the car away from where I was staying with our children and she was very angry at me.
همسرم ماشین رو روند به خارج از خونه و من و بچه ها دو تا بچه هم تنها موندیم در خانه.
I was not emotionally sober.
من از لحاظ احساسی پاک نبودم.
And without emotional sobriety, it is very hard for me to stay sexually sober.
و بدون این پاکی احساسی من نمیتونم به صورت جنسی هم پاک بمونم.
The 12 steps of Sexaholics Anonymous provide me with the tools to stay emotionally sober.
این 12 قدم به من ابزاری دادن که بتونم به صورت احساسی پاک بمونم.
If I am not emotionally sober, I cannot work step 12 successfully because that is about carrying the message of emotional sobriety to other sexaholics who are still suffering.
اگه من نتونم از لحاظ احساسی پاک بمونم من نمیتونم قدم 12 رو تکمیل کنم چون این قدم در مورد منتقل کردن این احساس پاکی به افراد دیگر.
When I started SA, I could only think about myself.
وقتی SA رو شروع کردم فقط میتونستم به خودم فکر کنم.
I thought about my problems and how difficult it was to be married to my wife.
من به مشکلات خودم فکر کردم و اینکه چقدر سخته که با همسرم متأهل بمونم.
I actually had the thought that nobody could stay sober if they were married to my wife.
من این فکر تو ذهنم که هیچ کس نمیتونه پاک بمونه از لحاظ احساسی اگه با همسر من ازدواج کرده باشه.
So my wife and I have now been married for 44 years and I'm grateful that the program has given us a way to live with each other without emotional turmoil and arguments.
من همسرم 44 ساله که هستم و این به نظرم این برنامه به من این قدرت داد که بتونم با همسرم باشم بدون هیچ گونه مشکلات داخلی و هیچ گونه مشاجره ها.
The program gives me the tools in the steps 4 through 10 in particular, the fourth step is a detailed inventory of my resentments. The tenth step is a daily inventory of any resentments I have.
Can you give a smaller sentence to me?
Yeah.
I'm going to translate this.
I was thinking that. I was getting longer. The fourth step is for detailed inventory of lifelong resentments.
قدم چهارم یک ترازنامه کاملا پر جزئیات از سرزنش هایی که خودمون رو میکنیم در طول زندگی.
So when I started the program, I had 12 years of resentments towards my wife.
وقتی که برنامه شروع کردم من 12 سال بود که از همسرم خیلی ناراضی بودم.
So I wrote those down and processed them with my sponsor. Those resentments, I wrote, put them in writing and talked about them with my sponsor.
Man, ina ro neveshtam. Can you repeat? I got disconnected.
Yeah. So I wrote down my 12 years of resentments towards my wife and talked with them. Talked about them with my sponsor.
من این 12 سال عذاب و این رنجشی که از همسرم داشتم رو به طور کامل نوشتم در ترازنامه‌ام و به اسپانسرم دادم.
And then, but I still had resentments that came up frequently in my early days in the program towards my wife. I still had resentments frequently towards my wife when I started the program.
حتی بعد از اینکه شروع کردم برنامه رو هم به طور مرتب احساس ناراضی بودن از همسرم داشتم.
So I would sit down and write out my resentments using the AA Big Book format.
با استفاده از نحوه کتاب AA شروع کردم این رنجش هایی که از دارم رو بنویسم.
You can see those on pages 64 through 68 in the AA Big Book. Those steps, that outline.
میتونید کلیت اون نحوه نوشتن ها رو تو صفحه 64 تا 68 کتاب انجمن الکلی های گمنام ببینید.
So the writing down of my resentments has been the most important tool in my recovery.
این نوشتن رندش هایم یکی از مهمترین ابزارهای ما هم بود توی مرحله ریکاوری.
In the AA Big Book it says resentment is the number one offender killing more alcoholics or sexaholics than anything else. That's a long sentence.
تو کتاب AA میگه که سرزنش یکی مهمترین عاملان کشتار افراد معتاد الکل.
I cannot do the 12th step if I'm angry.
من نمیتونم قدم 12 انجام بدم اگه اعصابم خورده.
If I'm angry, I'm just thinking about myself.
اگه عصبانی باشم فقط به خودم فکر میکنم.
The 12th step is thinking about others.
قدم 12 فکر کردن به دیگرانه.
So, the title of my talk today is A New Purpose for Living.
عنوان جلسه امروز یک هدف دیگر برای زندگی.
So before SA, I lived for myself and my own dreams.
قبل از SA من زندگی کردم که به خودم باشم، هدفهای آرزوهای خودم باشم.
Once I became a member of SA, I started living, my primary purpose changed when I joined SA. My purpose for living changed, my purpose for living changed when I joined SA.
هدف زندگیم عوض شد وقتی به انجمن ملحق شد.
It says in our literature,
تو کتاب ما میگه
our primary purpose is to stay sexually sober and carry
the هدف اصلی ما اینه که به صورت زندگی پاک بمونیم
and carry the message of our sexual sobriety to those who still suffer.
و این پیام پاک بودنمون رو به افراد دیگه منتقل کنیم.
If I don't carry the message, I can't stay sober.
اگه من این پیام رو منتقل نکنم نمیتونم پاک بمونم.
بیل دبلیو the founder of SA
بیل دبلیو کسی که SA رو بنیانگذاری کرد
was sober for 6 months
به مدت 6 ماه پاک بود.
And he knew he had to find another drunk alcoholic or he would lose his 6 months of sobriety.
میدونست که باید یه فرد دیگر رو پیدا کنه که به معتاد الکله که بتونه پاک بودن خودش رو نگه داره.
That's when he found Dr. Bob.
اونجا بود که دکتر باب آشنا شد.
The co-founder of AA.
دیگر بنیانگذار
That was the beginning of the 12th step.
این اول 12 قدم بود.
So because so this change of purpose the change in why I was living didn't happen overnight.
یه اصلاح کنم که این اول قدم 12 بود. این تغییری که من در زندگیم دارم یه شبه اتفاق نیفتاد.
It happens over it takes time for me it took time for me to change and grow.
برای من زمان برد که تغییر کنم و رشد کنم.
I started by going to SA meetings.
من این کارو شروع کردم به وسیله رفتن به انجمن جلسات انجمن.
In the beginning, I wanted to go to as few SA meetings as possible to get well.
ابتدا دوست داشتم حداقل جلسات رو برم که خوب بشم. می‌خواستم تعداد کمی جلسات برم که خوب بشم.
It was still all about me. I wanted to get well for myself.
هنوزم در مورد خودم بود. انگار خودم می‌خواستم خوب بشم.
I really didn't care about anybody else.
من به کسی دیگه اهمیت ندادم.
I didn't want to talk in meetings. I just sat silently in the meeting.
من نمی‌خواستم جلسات صحبت کنم. فقط اونجا می‌نشستم و هیچ کاری نمی‌کردم.
My sponsor asked me to start sharing in meetings.
راهنمای من ازم خواست که شروع کنم اشتراک بذارم در جلسات افکارم.
So that was the beginning of my 12 step work, sharing my own experience and feelings and
این اولین شروع 12 قدمم بود که شروع کردم احساساتم و افکارم رو اشتراک بذارم.
And then I listened to other people share in meetings, and that is 12-step work, listening to others.
و من به جلسات افراد دیگه رفتم و شروع کردم و این قدم 12 است، گوش دادن به افراد دیگه.
This gave me practice for sharing with my wife and listening to my wife.
این به من یک کمک کرد که بتونم با همسرم به اشتراک بذارم و به همسرم گوش بدم.
And then my sponsor asked me to take a service position in the meeting.
و بعد راهنمام ازم خواست که تو پوزیشن خدمتگذاری باشم به افراد دیگه.
So I was in charge of the literature for the meeting.
من متن جلسه بودم.
That was 12 step work.
کاری بود که باید برای قدم 12 انجام داد.
And then I started working the steps myself with my sponsor.
بعد شروع کردم که 12 قدم رو با اسپانسر راهنمام انجام بدم.
The next step, or the next way I started the 12th step was my sponsor. Let's see. Let me put this shorter. My sponsor asked me to go to fellowship after the meeting. We would go out to eat after the meeting. He asked me to go with them.
راهنمام با افراد دیگه انجمن به بیرون از جلسه مثلا می رفتن غذا بخورن و اینا و من از من خواست که همراهشون بیام.
I said I was too busy to go to fellowship.
من بهش گفتم که خیلی مشغولم که بیام به انجمن.
So my sponsor said to why didn't I go Why didn't I leave SA and see if I could? Well, my sponsor said, "You don't really want to be one of us." You don't want to join us for fellowship.
راهنمام بهم گفت که تو نمیخوای یکی از ماها باشی، یه بخشی از انجمن باشی.
And I realized I was going to meetings like I went to my faith tradition. I was just going to look good. I wasn't going because I belonged. Does that make sense?
Yes. من جا بود که فهمیدم من به جلسات نمیرم که بخشی از بوده باشم، من فقط میتونم که ظاهرش قشنگ باشه، همونطوری که من به جلسات روحانی کلیسا میرم.
So again, fellowship is 12 step, practicing the 12 step in fellowship.
انجمن اینه که 12 قدم رو اجرا کنیم.
Then I started being a sponsor for other members.
بعد شروع کردم راهنما برای افراد دیگه باشم.
Then I started a meeting, a new meeting with my one of my sponsors. We started a new meeting.
با یکی از راهنماهام شروع کردیم یه جلسه رو برگزار کنیم.
And then after of 4 years of sobriety, I was asked by the trustees of SA to be in charge of prison outreach for the fellowship.
بعد از 4 سال از اعضای انجمن از من خواستن که به افراد زندانی بریم، به افراد زندانی کمک کنیم.
And by this time I was finally, you know, let me go back. So we say in the third step, we say in our third step, God, I offer myself to thee to build with me and to do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self that I may better do thy will. You want to say all that? That's our third step.
ما در قدم سه میگیم که خدا مراقب من باید، زندگی من رو مراقبت کن و آنگونه که او را درک میکنی ما کمک کن. I just said the gist of it. I didn't remember all of it.
Yeah. So it was the third step, what we call the third step prayer. It's God, I offer myself to thee.
خدایا من این قدم است، خدایا من دعای قدم است، خدایا من خودم را به تو می سپارم.
To build with me and to do with me as you wish.
که با من بسازی و با من کنی همانطور که خودت می خواهی.
Take away my bondage to self.
این نیازی که به خودم را دارم را ازم رها کنی.
That I may better do thy will.
که کاری بهتری را انجام بدم که تو می‌خواهی.
Take away my difficulties, my problems.
مشکلاتم را و سختی هایم را ازم بگیر.
That victory over them.
و پیروزی بر علی بر آنها.
May bear witness to those I would help of thy power. Those I would take away my difficulties. That victory over them, my difficulties.
Yeah.
The victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. So that's the. Here in my country, we say that prayer often out loud in unison. Together, we say it. We memorize it and say that prayer together.
در کشور من ما این دعا را حفظ کردیم و با هم همزمان می‌خوانیم.
You can find it in the AA Big Book and in the White Book. It's called the third step prayer, or let's see, where does it say? Tercero. For me, it's the core prayer of step 12. The third step prayer, so it's really important prayer for each day.
I'm sorry for interrupting. برای من این دعای مرکزی قدم سه کلیت دعای مرکزی کل از 12 قدم.
Let me ask you, do you know that prayer? Do you use that prayer? That's a question.
I'm new to the fellowship.
Oh, you're new. Okay. Well, then they can ask me about it later if they wish. So let me just go on. So I did that work with prisons for 5 years.
من این کار رو توی زندان‌ها برای مدت 5 سال انجام دادم.
I worked about 20 hours a week. Doing that work.
به مدت 20 ساعت در هفته کار می‌کردم.
Before SA, I didn't care if anybody went to prison because of a sexual crime.
قبل از SA اصلا برام اهمیتی نداشت که کسی به زندان رفته باشه به خاطر یک جرم جنسی.
After doing this work for 5 years, I actually cried or wept for some of the stories I heard of men who went to prison.
بعد از اینکه در طول این بعد از 5 سال به معنای واقعی کلمه گریه کردم برای بعضی از داستانهایی که شنیدم از افرادی که وارد زندان شدند.
I understood that only by the grace of God did I not go to prison. But only because of God's grace to me did I not also end up
in prison. من اینو فهمیدم که به خاطر رحمت خدا بود که من وارد زندان نشدم.
Our disease is cunning, baffling, and powerful.
بیماری ما خنده داره و در عین حال خیلی قدرتمند.
So one story I want to share is God's power. That shows God's amazing power. I was invited by a trustee to go to a church and share my recovery story.
از یکی از اعضای انجمن دعوتم کرد که به یک کلیسا برم و داستان بهبودی خودم رو براشون تعریف کنم.
It was in a town I had never been to before.
یه شهری بود که الان نرفته بود.
I did not know where the church was, so I stopped at a bagel shop at a bakery to ask directions.
من اصلا نمیدونستم کلیسا بود داره یه چرینی پوشایی ایستادم که ازش آدرس بگیرم.
The owner of the bakery said, "Well, I'm going to that workshop. Can I take you in my truck?"
مالک اون مغازه بهم گفت که من خودم هم دارم همونجا میرم. اگه میخوای که تو رو با تاسف کامیونم ببرم.
I said, "Sure, that's great." So I spoke at the church, and afterwards the same man asked if he could give me a ride to the ferry, which to the boat back, so I could go back to my. Well, anyway, he asked to give me a ride back to this boat I took to get to his town.
Yes, yes. بعد از اون مالک همون فرد از هم خواست که اگه میخوای به اون قایقی که کشتی که اومد به این شهر من تا اونجا برسونم.
On the ride.
همین چند پنج دقیقه وقت مونده.
They're saying there's 5 minutes left.
On the ride back, he said, I told God.
تو مسیر برگشت به هم گفت که من به خدا گفتم
If he didn't send somebody to help me, I was going to commit suicide that day.
به خدا گفته بودم که اگه کسی رو نفرستی که به من کمک کنه من همون روز خودکشی میکنم.
He said, now that I heard your story and met you, I know I don't have to kill myself.
و به هم گفت که الان که داستان تو رو شنیدم و با تو ملاقات کردم من نمیخوام خودم بکشم. من مجبور نیستم خودم بکشم.
There's someone else in the world who understands me.
یکی دیگه توی این جهان هست که انگار منو میشناسه. منو درک میکنه.
I am not alone anymore.
من دیگه تنها نیستم.
When I came into the fellowship, I felt very alone.
وقتی که به انجمن اومدم من احساس خیلی تنهایی میکردم.
I felt no one would understand my problems.
این حس رو داشتم که انگار هیچ کس مشکلات من رو نمی‌فهمه.
I felt no one would love me if they knew what my problems were.
این حس رو داشتم که هیچ کس من رو دوست نخواهد داشت اگه بدون مشکلاتم.
SA has taught me that God is for the sexaholic.
SA اینو به من یاد داد که خدا برای افراد معتاد جنسی هست.
SA has taught me that God loves me.
SA اینو به من یاد داد که خدا منو دوست دارد.
SA has taught me that there are lots of other sexaholics in the world for me to love.
اینو به من یاد داد که افراد بسیار زیادی توی دنیا هستن که معتاد جنسی هستن که من دوستشون داشته باشم.
And I wish I could meet all of you in person, maybe one day.
ای کاش میتونستم همه شما رو حضوری ببینم.
So with that I'll stop and thank you so much for listening. And thank God for this miracle of technology that allows us to communicate. And for the translation. Thank you for the translator.
Thank you. و و اینم پایان صحبت های منه و از خدا ممنونم که این خود تکنولوژی داده که ما با ما صحبت کنیم و موزه رو انجام بده. اگه سوالی هست رو
So that completes my share or my talk for now. I turn it over to you, Ali Reza.
Ali Reza, این سال بالای 3 سال سال دیگه درسته؟ من چه سوال هست؟ Okay, so I'm going to ask it. Okay. The first question is, I have been in the program for more than 3 years and working on 12 steps. My question is, can I do these steps with my wife? And let me ask it in Persian as well. سوال یک، بالای 3 سال در برنامه هستم، 12 قدم کار کردم. سوالم اینه آیا میتونم با همسرم قدم های استی کار کنم؟ Okay, you go.
So, we do our step work. The tradition is we do our step work with our sponsor, whoever we choose to be our sponsor in the program. That's who we do our step work with.
سنت اینه که ما این مراحل قدم ها رو با راهنمای خودمون انجام بدیم.
Here in my country, if my wife wants to work the steps, she goes to Essanon. Well, we call it Essanon. So it's a program, it's the sister program to SA for spouses or for the husband or wife of a sexaholic. I don't know if you have that in Iran.
Yes. میگن که در کشور من اینطوره که همسرم اگه بخواد این قدم رو انجام بده به یه انجمنی میره، حالا من اسمشو نمیدونم تو ایران هم
خانوادی معتادان جنسی گم
برای همسران افراد معتادان جنسی، درسته؟
خانواده
yeah they have.
Okay, and so just to say, you know, a couple other things. One is my experience both with myself and my sponsees when I come to the program, there's a dependency on my wife and my wife on me, or what we call codependency, an unhealthy dependency on each other for everything. Does that make sense?
I didn't understand it. Can you summarize it?
Yeah. So when we come to the program, there is often an unhealthy dependency in our marriage.
معمولا یک نیاز غیر سالم بین زن و شوهر هست که وارد برنامه میشن.
So I compare it. My wife and I were like two people who didn't know how to swim.
یه مثال میزنم از این که مثلا رابطه من و همسرم چطوریه، انگار من و همسرم دو نفر هستیم که نمیتونیم شنا کنیم.
We both were trying to save each other and we were both drowning because we didn't know how to swim.
Yes. هر دو تامون غرق میشیم به خاطر اینکه هیچ کدوم نمیتونیم اون یکی رو نجات بدیم. بلد نیستیم اسمون شنا کنیم.
Yeah. So so it is possible to use the 12 steps are spiritual principles.
قدم های 12 گانه یک قواعد عرفانی هستند.
In a marriage, if so, in a marriage is going to be healthier if both people use these 12 principles.
یک سالم میونه اگه هر دو فرد این قدم ها رو انجام بده، این قوانین رو.
Usually, in my country, we do that. We do that separately in our individual programs. Does that make sense? Yes.
Yes. در کشور ما معمولا این کار رو به صورت جداگانه انجام میدیم. دو تا انجمن متفاوت.
If I did it with my wife, I would be telling her that she's not. I would be telling her, probably telling her what to do.
اگه من این کارو با همسرم انجام بدم، همش دارم بهش میگم که چیکار بکن، چیکار نکن.
My wife is very religious. She's a clergy person, so she prefers to tell me what to do.
همسر من خیلی مذهبیه، به حدی که به مرحله مثلا آخوندی یا به خلا خودمون رسیده، و اگه اون مرجیه اون اینه که به من دستور بده چی کار بکنم یا چی کار نکنم.
Yeah, enough. One question. I'll stop.
Should I go to the next?
Yes.
سوال دو. سلام، قدم 4 هستم و 9 ماه پاکم. ممنونم راهنماییم کنید چطور جلسه اداری خوبی داشته باشم و از دیگران رنجش نگیرم. منظورش از جلسه اداری توی کارشونه یا توی همون جلسات خود انجمن منظورشه؟ بکنم منظورش انجمنه دیگه، درسته؟
خود انجمنه.
So I'm at step 4 and I'm clean for 9 months. I would really appreciate it if you help me know how to create, how to organize and how to lead a good meeting and not be resented towards others.
So, my big book. Hang on one second. I'm going to get my big book.
یک لحظه که بره کتاب انجمن ارکلان انسی رو بیشت. من به حاجت انجمن ارکلان گمنام رو بیشت.
Okay, I'm back. So, on organizing a good meeting, first of all, if you can, it's great to have two people. Like I have my sponsor, and I organized my first meeting with my sponsor and myself. But if you're alone, you're the only one, then you've got to pray that God will help you find another sexaholic.
میگه که جلسه اول رو من خودم و راهنمای خودم برگزار کردیم، ولی اگه تنها هستید و کسی ندارید که باش جلسه رو برگزار کنید، از خدا دعا کنید که کمکتون کنه که این کار انجام یه نفر دیگر پیدا کنید.
And as far as organizing a good meeting on page
و در مورد اینکه چجوری جلسه رو مدیریت کنیم و
There's a section in our white book entitled Meetings, How They Work.
یک بخشی تو کتاب بزرگ هست که میگه که تو کتاب بخش سفید هست که میگه چجوری یک جلسه رو مدیریت کنید.
In English it's on page 185 through 189.
تو نسخه انگلیسیش در صفحه 185 تا 189.
And it has meeting guidelines there. And then it also has in the on page 197 it has SA meeting formats. So it's the it's a suggested way to run the meeting. So it says, for example, good evening, my name is William and I'm a recovering sexaholic. Welcome to this meeting of Sexaholics Anonymous, and it has a format. So those are two suggestions for starting a meeting.
And what page did you say? I forgot.
185, the meetings and how they work is on page 185.
No, I meant this page.
Sorry?
This page that you just read.
Oh, the other one about meeting formats is Appendix 1 in the white book. And it's SA meeting formats, and it's 197 through 199.
توی زمیمه اول کتاب از صفحه 197 تا 199 در مورد فرمت کلی صحبت شده و هیچ مثالی هم که زدن این که مثلا شما میگید که من سلام اسم من جان هست و من در پروسه بهبودی هستم و اونجور جمله ای که مثلا بیان کنید و گفته.
And the meeting guidelines is part of meetings how they work, but they're really good guidelines for the, to help meetings.
راهنمای این جلسات معمولا برای اینکه بدن چجوری جلسه کار میکنه، ولی کمک خیلی بزرگی هم میتونه به شما بکنه چجوری جلسه رو مدیریت.
As far as resentments, if you go to, as far as resentments, if you go in the AA Big Book, in the chapter, How It Works, starting on page
64
through page 68, it talks about fear, it talks about resentments and fears and how to what I call process them, how to how to deal with them in a healthy way.
تا صفحه 68 در مورد رنجش و ترس صحبت میکنه و اینکه چجوری اینو مدیریت کنیم و چجوری میتونیم پی کنیم.
If Ali Reza reminds me, I can send him a personal format that I created using these suggestions from the
به من یادآوری کنه، من میتونم یه قالب شخصی که خودم ساختم با استفاده از این قوانین بعدم براش بفرستم.
That's good for those two questions.
اینم که آخر سوال دوم بود. سوال سوم پاکی یک سال قدم پنجم چه ابزار بیشترین کمک به هوشیار ماندن شما کمک کرد؟ So they're saying that they're in sober for 1 year and they're at step 5. What tools help you more, the most, for staying conscious and you know, emotionally sobriety? I can't hear you, William. Is it my problem?
So this member has been sober for 1 year, and their question is, what can help them stay emotionally sober?
What helps them the most for being conscious?
Conscious of
being conscious and not going through. I'm imagining they mean not going through this. Hamid,
همون پاکی ترجمه کن براشون سوبرایتی.
منظورشون سوبرایتیه؟
آره ما ایرانی این چیزا
So they're asking what tools help you the most through the sobriety.
Oh, yeah. Well, as I said earlier, for me, my sexual sobriety is based on my emotional sobriety. So if I am resentful or afraid, I'm more likely to act out sexually.
پس اگر رنجش دارم یا ترسیدم احتمال بیشتره که برگردم و عمل جنسی انجام بدم.
Or if I feel sorry for myself. If I'm in self-pity.
از خودم خودم احساس شخصی دارم، یعنی از خودم خیلی خوشم نمیاد از این که نمیدونم مدلش دقیقا چی بگم، ولی وقتی خودم اون پایین میبینم.
For me the most helpful so in the white book there is one word in English anyway that's repeated 5 times when it talks about staying sober. Do any of you know what word that is?
توی کتاب سفید یه کلمه هست که حداقل 5 بار گفته شده وقتی در مورد پاکی صحبت میشه. میدونید که اون کلمه چیه؟
Does anybody know what that word is? That was a question. That's repeated in the white book 5 times.
Meeting. Step.
Yeah. Good for you.
You're welcome, man.
Meetings. Yeah. five times, and it says it twice, and it's in, this is also good. It's in the section on overcoming lust and temptation. One of the best summaries of how to stay sober. It's about lust. It's also about emotional sobriety, but it's about lust. But the fantasies I have going through my head, the sexual thoughts I have going through my head, which after 32 years, I still have those going through my head.
Okay. توی این بخش چجوری شهوت و احساسات وسوسه ها رو توی شهوت و وسوسه ها رو از بین ببریم در مورد این صحبت شده و من خودم برای مدت زیادیه که با این دست و بنده در می کنم.
So yes, so I recommend this for staying. I said there's nothing for me. For me, meetings are like the anchor of my program. I cannot stay sober without going to meetings.
برای من جلسه ها مثل یک انکر اون چیزی که کشتی میندازن توی دریا اسمش شما یادم رفت. یه بخش خیلی مهمی از برنامه هست برای اینکه من نمیتونم خودم به شخصه بدون جلسات پاک بمونم.
Yes. So and then it's another key part for me is using the literature, reading the literature.
یه بخش خیلی مهم دیگه برای من اینه که کتاب‌های این انجمن رو بخونیم.
This literature like the white book, the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous was created by God, by my higher power for me as an addict.
این دو تا کتاب سفید و کتاب بزرگ از خدا از طرف خدا برای من ساخته شده عنوان یک مشکل.
The solution to my lust problem, to my self-hatred problem, to my fear problem is right here in print. It's in writing in this AA big book, in the white book, in the 12 steps and 12 traditions.
I need to read it. Yeah, این مشکلاتی که در مورد شخص دارم در موردی که صحبت رو کنار بذارم همش توی این کتاب سیدی کتاب بزرگ دوازده قدم و دوازده
There it is. Yeah, he's got a picture of it up, the 12 steps and 12 traditions. So the literature and then staying sober is very important for me to I don't want to go to bed being angry or fearful about anyone or anything.
من این کتاب ها این دو تا کتاب برای من خیلی مهمه چون من نمیخوام وقتی شب میخوام بخوابم احساس ترس یا احساس عصبانیت در مورد کسی یا چیزی داشته باشم.
But in practice I have gone to bed angry and or fearful in practice. In those situations, I get up the next morning and do a 10-step inventory of my resentment and fear.
توی اون موقعیت ها من صبح بعدش بلند میشم و یه ترازنامه 10 قدم در مورد اون ترس ها، اون رنجش ها و اون ترس ها می نویسم.
And if I can't do it the next morning, I do it as soon as I can.
و اگر صبح بعدش نتونستم در اسرع وقت این کار انجام میدم.
Yeah. So I guess inventories of my feelings are are very important for my emotional and sexual sobriety. To conclude that question.
برای اینکه سوال رو جمع‌بندی کنم اینو بگم که ترازنامه احساسات من خیلی برای پاکی جنسی و پاکی احساسی خیلی مهمه. Okay, should I move on to the next question?
Yeah.
سلام پاکی. منشی سوال دیگه این؟
هست بگفت به دستور کارگروه مصادیق مجرمانه سانسورش کرد. یه لحظه من بذار دوباره بزنش. سوال چهاره دیگه درسته؟
بله.
سوال پنج، سوال شیش من رو تنظیم کردم، هفت دونه دونه بپرسم. سلام پاکی احساسی یعنی چی؟ پاکی احساسی منظورشون چیه؟ منظورون بپرسم.
So they're asking, what do you mean by emotional sobriety?
Well, that's a great question. So, by emotional sobriety, well, let me say, when I came into the program, I was not in touch with my emotions. I was only angry. That was the one emotion I was in touch with, is that I would get angry.
وقتی وارد برنامه شدم تنها احساسی که باهاش در ارتباط بودم، یعنی منظورش اینه که درک می‌کردم، احساس عصبانیتم.
I didn't know that fear is a more basic emotion than anger. It's primary.
نمی‌دونستم که ترس یه احساس پایه‌ای‌تر و اولیه‌تری نسبت به عصبانیت.
If I get angry at someone or something, I'm usually afraid of someone or something.
اگه از یه کسی یا چیزی عصبانی باشم، معمولا اینه که یه کسی یا چیزی ترس دارم.
So emotional sobriety is having a loving, compassionate attitude towards towards myself and other people.
پاکی احساسی برای من اینه که یک رابطه عاشقانه و همدردی احساسی با افراد دیگه داشته باشه. رفتار کاملا درست احساسی و احساسی داشته باشه.
Emotional sobriety for me is about accepting life. We say accepting life on life's terms.
برای من پاکی احساسی اینه که من زندگی رو بپذیرم همون شرایطی که هست.
I would get upset because life didn't ha happen the way I wanted it to happen. Things would happen in life I didn't like or feel was fair.
معمولاً عصبانی می شدم اگه زندگی اونطوری که خودم می خواستم پیش نمی رفت.
So emotional sobriety is accepting that God is in charge of life and not me.
پاکی احساسی برای من اینه که قبول کنم که خداست که تو زندگی من نقش مدیر رو داره، نقش دست اونه، در خدا داره، دست خداست، نه دست خدا.
Emotional sobriety is accepting that as human beings we all make mistakes.
پاکی احساسی اینه که ما به عنوان ما انسان‌ها قبول کنیم که ما انسان‌ها اشتباه می‌کنیم.
Emotional sobriety is about accepting that I need to ask forgiveness and I need to be willing to forgive others.
پاکی احساسی به این معناست که من نیاز دارم که بخشش رو درخواست کنم و به دیگران هم این بخشش رو عطا کنم.
Emotional sobriety is about accepting that I am not perfect and I'm going to make mistakes.
پاکی احساسی اینه که من بپذیرم که من کامل نیستم و من قرار اشتباه بکنم.
Emotional sobriety for me is about being able to enjoy intimate conversations with other men.
پاکی احساسی به این معناست که بتونم مکالمات خیلی نزدیک با افراد با
Just this morning I spent an hour and a half with another member of the program.
همین صبح من با یه ساعت و نیم با یکی از اعضای دیگه از همین صحبت کردم.
After our time together, I knew this person better than probably most anyone knows him because he shared his story with me.
بعد از این زمان من حس کردم که من فرد رو بهتر از هر فرد دیگه‌ای که تو زندگیش هست می‌شناسم به خاطر داستان‌هایی که با من به اشتراک گذاشت.
We experienced this morning what the white book calls the real connection.
ما این صبح چیزی رو تجربه کردیم که کتاب سفید بهش میگه ارتباط واقعی.
Emotional sobriety is about being able to be vulnerable and to share deep feelings with another person.
پاکی احساسی به این معناست که بتونی قادر باشی که شکننده باشی و بتونی احساسات خیلی عمیقی در وجود خودت با یه نفر دیگه به اشتراک بذاری.
Okay, I think that's good. How about we got another question?
جلسه که بعد سوال بعدی میشه بپرسیم؟ So they're saying that I'm clean for 2 months. I used to feel related to my anger. My sponsor says that those pills were numbing your lust and you shouldn't use them. These tank pills really numbing my lust. So let me ask you a question. سوال پنجم شما پاچم قرص های اعصاب مصرف کردم راهنما میگه اون داروها مسکنی برای شهوت و نباید مصرف کنی آیا واقعا روی اعصاب مسکن است
So can you repeat the question?
Yes, so they've been using pills that are like for anger, for like nerves, and their sponsor told them that you shouldn't use it because it numbs your lust.
If there's a pill that numbs my lust, I want to know about it. many of the people, or some of the people, including myself, are taking some form of medication for depression or anxiety or nerves.
بعضی مثل خودم دارن انواع مختلفی از داروها رو مصرف میکنن مثلا قرص افسردگی یا قرص اعصاب یا غیره.
One of my long-term sober friends has been sober, I think, 38 years. He started taking pills when he was 26.
And خیلی مدت زیادی میشناسمش به مدت 26 سال پاک بوده شروع کرد مصرف قرص رو وقتی 26 سال what age was he when you started using
26
he's now
64 he's still taking the same pill But for me or for these other people, we haven't found that our lust is gone away.
برای من و برای خیلی از افراد دیگه ما نفهمیدیم که شهوتمون بره از بین بره.
For me, taking my medication just What I say is it helps me be less compulsive. Compulsive, yeah. It's like less reactive, you know. I can stop. I get a moment to think before I react to someone or some situation.
Yes. برای من این قرص باعث شد که کمتر خیلی زود واکنش بدم به همه چیز. قرصایی که می‌خورم کمتر واکنش بدم.
But it also means like compulsive is like acting out as a compulsion. And you know, so I feel angry, so I'm going to go act out. If I'm taking medication, it might help me delay that immediate. I've got to act out because of such and such situation.
میشه قرص خوردن شاید کمک کنه که وقتی مثلا عصبانی هستید سریع واکنش نشون ندید و این قرص برای من این نقشه داشته.
So I know people who find it very hard to stay clean, and once they start on one of these medications, they are able to stay sober or stay clean. It's just the anxiety is that the they need a little assistance and actually to stay sober.
میگه من کسای زیادی میشناسم که برشون سخت پاک بمونن، ولی وقتی این قرصا رو مصرف میکنن وقتی این قرصا رو مصرف میکنن براشون راحت تره که با اضطرابشون که نمیان بتونن بیشتر بتونن پاک بمونن.
So there are the white book says that basically it says to stay healthy, to stay sober, that it's physical, emotional, and spiritual sobriety or health that we are all seeking. We need all three, physical, emotional, and spiritual.
کتاب سفید میگه که ما برای اینکه پاک بمونیم به سه مورد نیاز داریم: پاک بودن احساسی، پاک بودن فیزیکی و پاک بودن روحانی.
So I need to exercise, physically exercise.
من نیاز دارم که تمرین ورزشی کنم.
And I need to as it were emotionally exercise. I need to feel my emotions, and I need to share my emotions and share in the emotions of other people.
من نیاز دارم که به صورت استعاری به صورت احساسی برداشت کنم، این که احساسات خودم رو درج کنم و بریم اینا رو به اشتراک بذارم با دیگر افراد.
And I need to share spiritually spiritual principles, share about spiritual things with other people. I can do that more in our SA fellowship than the spiritual share, the spiritual connection. I feel it more in SA than any place else.
این ارتباط روحانی من بیشتر از هر جایی تو SA میتونم پیدا کنم.
I have a faith tradition that I participate in.
من یه اعتقادات مذهبی هم دارم که من توشون مشارکت میکنم.
I go to weekly religious services.
من به سرویس های خدمات مذهبی هفتگی میرم.
And I experience my higher power in those services.
در اونجا ها نیروی برترم و اونجا حس میکنم، تجربه میکنم.
But I don't experience what I call God with skin on.
ولی من اون چیزی که اسمشو میذارم خدای با پوست رو اونجا احساس نمیکنم.
I can only experience that with someone who has lived my own story, even though the details may be different. Another sex addict, another sexaholic, they know what it's like to be me. And
من اینو با کسی میتونم تجربه کنم که داستان منو داشته، حتی اگه جزئیاتش متفاوت باشه. یه فرد معتاد جنسی، یه فرد معتاد الکلی.
They know what it's like to be powerless.
اونا اینو میدونن که چه حسی داره، چه حس بی قدرتی داره.
They know what it's like to have their life become unmanageable.
اونا میدونن که چه حسی داره که زندگیتون غیر قابل مدیریت بشه.
They want recovery. They want to be they want to have hope and to be free of the addiction and the causes of the addiction.
اونا میدونن که بهبودی اونا بهبودی رو میخوان و دوست دارن که امید دارن که آزاد بشن از اعتیاد و علائم و اون موردهایی که اعتیادشون شروع کرده.
In my faith tradition I didn't experience God's love for me as a sexaholic because I couldn't accept myself.
توی مذهب خودم من عشق خدا به خودم رو به عنوان یک معتاد جنسی تجربه نکردم. حس نکردم. به خاطر اینکه what did you say the reason was?
I couldn't accept myself. So I couldn't experience God's acceptance of me.
به خاطر اینکه خودم رو نمیتونستم بپذیرم برای همین خدای پذیرش خدا رو هم قبول نمیکردم.
When I came to SA, people loved me.
وقتی به SA اومدم مردم دوستم داشتن.
So I felt God's love through them.
عشق خدا رو از سمت اونها من حس کردم.
Okay. One more question?
Yes. One more question?
Are there more? I see people are dropping off gradually.
No. Question, but I'm saying, do you want it to be last? Or is that okay?
Well, we can, let's say,
okay.
Let's see.
قدم دوم
همین که این خسته شدی امیر ادامه بده.
بله بله
میخوای آره خسته شدی بپرس تا کی هم هستم امیر شما میتونی ادامه بدی اما همین هم خسته نشد.
آره من خوابم میکردم.
خب بهشون بگو آره تا کی میتونن شرایط دارن و
until then, you are here. We are.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Or afternoon, whatever it is with you. Good morning, I think.
Dear William, they're asking when do you want the session to end? Are you okay with more minutes?
Yeah, we could do, let's say, let's go till. What do you think we could go another 15 minutes?
میگه 15 دقیقه دیگه میتونیم ادامه بدیم. So William, thank you for being here. I'm gonna my friend is gonna continue instead of me. Thank you. It was an honor.
You have to leave.
I will be here and listening, but my friend
is continuing. Okay. Well, thank you for your service. That's 12-step work.
Of course.
is the parrot going to continue, or is this? I'm joking. I saw your parrot. It's looking very cute.
Yeah, this is my parrot. She's one of the translators. It's my backup.
Okay. Another question?
خب سوال چند مونده بودیم؟ علی روز ما متوجه نشدم.
بخون هر کدوم رو دوست داری. منم باید جلسه رو ترک کنم. یه جایی برم. خود دیگه جلسه رو ببند.
باش. سوال چند؟ چیش؟ اوکی، دمت کن. خب Well, the question is asking Just a minute Okay There are lots of questions Okay Is asking me, hi. Oh my gosh.
You see what a good hard job he had.
Hi, I'm sober for 5 months and 15 days, step two, and I am now with SA. When I'm in a meeting that I have service and there is no one there, I get so angry. What should I do?
There's no one at the meeting besides him?
Yeah, no one at the meeting and have the service at that meeting. When no one is at the meeting, he gets so angry.
Because he comes to the meeting and no one comes, no one else comes. Is that right? Or no one?
Let me say the Persian too. سلام پاکی پنج میلیون 15 روز قدم دوم دو سال سه آشنا هستم. وقتی توی جلسه ای که خدمت دارم کسی نیست عصبانی میشم چیکار کنم؟
اوکی. Okay, so if no one comes to the meeting, then I would go to other meetings and tell other members about the meeting that I go to that nobody else comes to and invite them to join me at that meeting. We do that often here in the U.S. We tell people about someone's just started a new meeting on Wednesday nights and they announce it at the other meetings. That way they get people to
make کاری که میگه میتونید بکنیم اینه که توی اون جلساتی که اون کاری که میتونید بکنید که توی جلساتی که برگزار میشه غیر از جلسه شما اطلاع رسان کنید که من جلسه استارت دادم یه جلسه دارم کسی نمیاد میتونید بیان شرکت کنید و این کار انجام بدید میتونید کار انجام بدید
I had to run away and get some fingernail clippers. So good. Another question, maybe?
خب سوال دیگه یه we have it. خب the question 7 is asking, she's a woman mostly, and she's asking, سلام. سوال من اینه که 25 روز پاکم 3 ماه در برنامه هم برای اینکه به بیماری فکر نکنم خیلی مرض خسته گیرت میکنم و با کار سر خودم رو گرم میکنم وقتی کارم نمیکنم گمراه میشم چه کار کنم چه کنم این 25 روزی اینجوری پاکیمو بردم بالا به عملی باید که 25 روز تونستم پاکیمونم چون تو دو هفته میشد حتی در ارتباط خودم میشکستم واتساب و این رو خط دار کامل رو خاموش کردم و کلان تلگرام رو واتساب هم پاک کردم اوکی Hi, you guys asking, I am 25 days sober, 3 months in program, for not thinking about my illness, I cross over the boundaries of the tiredness and takes my concentration on my working. And when I know I'm not working, I get so tempted. So what should I do with this description? This is my first time that I have been sober for 25 days, and with this way I could grow until 25 days. And it's almost about 2 weeks I have least connection. I shut down my WhatsApp, my Telegram, my whole SIM cards. So what's your, that way. So what should I do?
Well, congratulations on 25 days of sexual sobriety. And, you know, I don't know whether this person is in a place that has meetings, but going to meetings, as we were saying, is important. If this person can go, you know, to as many meetings as possible, especially if she's not working or he's not working.
He's working. He makes up his relative is working, but she get tired. Let me translate your sayings. میگه که خیلی مهمه که توی جلسات شرکت کنی، جلسات تو پر کنه، اگه جلسه نمیری، اگه سر کار نمیری. من گفتم که سر کار میرم و به این وسیله پاتشون رو بالا آوردم. اوکی؟
We talk about so we talk about using our telephones to call and speak to other members of the program, and sometimes our telephones are problem. See, we use our telephones for the wrong purpose, like pornography. Does that make sense?
Yeah. میگه که تلفن یه جور وسیله بهبودی برای خیلی از ماها، گاهی اوقات همین تلفن عامل سرمنشأ بیماری و اعتیاد ماست، مشکلات ماست. اوکی؟
But they are a very important tool for connecting with other members of the program. My goal is to speak to three other members of the program each day. To speak live, you know.
اما میگه در این حال هم یکی از قدرتمندترین ابزاراست به خاطر تماسش، که من هر روز حتی این هدف رو گذاشتم که با سه تا از اعضای برنامه تماس بگیرم به وسیله تلفن.
One of my sponsees has what we call a dumb phone. It's not a smartphone, it's a dumb phone. Because he...
Feature phone.
Yeah, because of his temptation to use it for the wrong reason.
خب میگه که از عطره من یه گوشی داره به اسم گوشی لعنتی، گوشی که بدون چیز امکانات منظورش، گوشی که اسمارتفون نیست به خاطر احتیاجی که به گوشی داره.
And the other suggestion would be to, if this person doesn't have one, to get a sponsor who's been in the program longer than they have, that they feel, you know, to get a sponsor.
پیشنهادش اینه که برنامه بگیره، یه راهنما بگیره، راهنمایی که مدت طولانی توی برنامه بوده، اگه راهنما نداره.
I have had five sponsors all together over the years.
من در طول I had 12. خب در طول این 5 سال من تقریبا میشه گفت در طول این چند سال که داشتم 5 سال من راهنما باش کردم. She said I had.
Right, she has one. Yeah. So that's good. And so just as we say, keep coming back. You know, it's like I you know, as a sexaholic, I found it hard to stay committed to something, to
fellowship.
Yeah, to stay, you know. So I've been coming to SA for 32 years. When I started, I thought I might come for 6 months and get well and go. I didn't plan to stay for the rest of my life, but it's a lifelong program. So if you've been coming for 25 days or longer, that's, you're on the right path. You know, we talk about traveling the road of happy destiny. That's the way the AA Big Book puts it. So you've got plenty to translate.
Definitely. میگه اگه تا 25 روز پاکی اومدی بالا، نشون میده که مسیر درستی رو اومدی. و میشه گفت که تو کتاب الکلیه گمنام گفته که ما به دنبال یک مقصد شادی بخش یا خوشحال کننده هستیم و ایم اینو بهش اشاره کرده. میگه متعهد باش به انجمن تا 6 ماه. حالا میگه میشه گفت پاکی، حالا یعنی جلسه شرکت کردم بود منظورش، میگفت بیا. و میگو من خودم تا 6 ماه تصمیم گرفته بودم بیا، برنامه برای کل زندگی نبود، اما این برنامه برای کل زندگیه و میشه گفت یه برنامه لایف تایمه، یعنی میشه گفت در طول زندگیه، برای کل زندگی. اینه که 6 ماه بیا و سعی کن که به 6 ماه پاکی برسی. مرسی. اوکی.
Good. Another question?
Yeah, we have question. خب اونه که دیگه باید برنامه هم بستگان رو کار کنید، دیگه اون اینجا کار نمیشه. خب سوال question 6-7 rename of it. Okay. The other question is asking one month and health sobriety is step one. Is it possible to work two NGOs crossing to each other? I really need feeling need to both of the NGO I'm working with in Italy, and I'm at the LA NGO also. سلام، یک ماه و نیم پاکی قدم یک هستم. آیا میشه همزاد تو انجمن شرکت که خیلی احساس نیاز شبه حد تو انجمن دارم، فعلا تو انجمن تنبلانم بودم. اوکی.
So again the question is
asking can we work two fellowships with each other, crossing with each other, is it possible to working with each other because I really need to build both of them, such as he's in the laziness in Amius, who's a Iranian fellowship.
You mean to go to a fellowship in Iran and a fellowship in another country?
No. Two fellowship crossing with each other, you know, such as SA and CODA. SA or
INA. Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. Oh, SA and CODA's a great combination. And I have, and sometimes people are doing NA and SA because they have a drug addiction. I have a sponsee who does NA and SA because he was addicted to pot and other drugs.
میگه آره حتما جواب میده به
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 drugs.
میگه آره حتما جواب میده.